Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week 9 of 100 days to 100Ks. My big project, I guess you'd call it, of trying to get ready for a 100-kilometer ultra marathon down in the Blue Mountains in Sydney on May 18th. I'm 9 weeks into my training of 14 weeks and far out, things are really starting to heat up. I've partnered with Wild Earth Australia to gear up for the UTA, and I'm stoked they have shared a little discount code for you legends. So Wild Earth Australia is an adventure and action store where I've been picking up all of my equipment when it comes to my running shoes, my running vest, all of my nutrition needs, and everything else in between. So if you want to grab a big discount from Wild Earth, all you have to do is click the little link in the show notes and create a Wild Earth wallet pass. That gives you access to Wild Earth sales price all day, every day, whether they're on sale or not. So click the link in the show notes. It's going to take you to a little form, and then on that form, you're going to sign up. Very simple. It takes you about 30 seconds, and then you're going to create a little wallet thing that goes in your phone, and you're going to get a discount every time you purchase there. So in the little thing, it says My Club. Just put in the Good Human Pod, and yeah, you're going to get a big discount for every time you shop at Wild Earth. Big thank you to them for continuing to support the run, and yeah, far out. I've been so pumped on going in there every week to grab new equipment and get ready for this big challenge. All right, the topic I'm going to talk about this week is nutrition. Nutrition's been something that I've been very aware is going to be a huge part of this run for a long time, but I've purposefully waited until today to be able to read a little bit about it, because last Friday I had an incredible human by the name of Lauren Nash on the podcast, and she is a high-performance nutritionist. She is someone who is also really into long distance endurance races herself and just has a wealth of knowledge. So I learned so much from her, and yeah, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about some of my nutrition tactics from it and what I learned from her, but definitely go back and check out last Friday's episode. So one of the main things that she said is carbohydrates are king. And you hear that quite a lot when it comes to endurance running and when it comes to training, that you need to get carbs in. And carbs are our primary source for endurance activities like ultra running. So prior to the race, I'm focusing on consuming complex carbohydrates like whole grains, fruits, and vegetables to top up glycogen stores in my muscles and liver. And this is going to help delay fatigue during the run. And then fueling during the run is something that's also really important. When we begin to run long distances, our body's going to burn through all of the energy that we have in it, all of the nutrients and all of the fuel that we have in ourselves. So we need to continue to fuel during the run. So during the ultra marathon, it's pretty important to both include fluids and calories to sustain energy levels. So what I've been doing during my run, a big thing that a lot of people will take is gels, where you can get a bunch of your calories in through the gels, a bunch of carbs and a few other things, your sugars and a few of those nutrients that we really need. But then also I've been taking this this mix that you put through your drink. So I've got one called Trail Brew. I've been having the mango iced tea flavor. It's quite delicious, but that has calories and carbs through the water, plus also electrolytes and all those things that we need in it. So that's something that I've been taking during my runs. I haven't been having much solid food yet through my runs. The next couple of weeks, heading into the last few weeks of training, I'm going to start taking some sandwiches and some bananas, especially once I start getting into those really long runs, like 3, 4, 5 hours. And then, yeah, the long run, the big race, is going to take me about 14 or 15. So I'm going to be going into really unknown territory and, yeah, trying to do something I've never done before. But, yeah, nutrition's something that is obviously so important, and I've really been trying to maximize my education in this. So make sure you go listen to Lauren's episode. I learned so much from it, and I'm definitely going to be talking a bit more about hydration next week, because hydration is obviously a massive one, not just drinking water, but electrolytes as well. So make sure you tune in next week and I'll be talking a bit more about hydration. But yeah, with nutrition, for me, it's all about taking plenty of carbs the night before my run. Also, one of the biggest things that Lauren told me was make sure that you have food before you train every time, whether it's just a small snack, whether it's a date, a couple dates, or a piece of toast with peanut butter and honey, just getting something in your body. The way that I kind of understand it from the way she explained it to me is, if you don't eat right before your run or right before your workout, your body kind of stores all those carbs and all of the things that you need to function. And it takes a little bit more energy for your body to kind of dig into your energy reserves to use it. Whereas if you've just eaten, it's almost like it's floating around your stomach and your gut, and then it can get taken straight into your bloodstream to give you the energy. So that's why it's so important to eat right before you train, or at least half an hour before you train, which is a big one. And then as well, a massive one is post-run recovery. So proper nutrition after a long run is essential for recovery and muscle repair. Consuming a balanced meal containing carbs and protein within the first hour of finishing a training session, it's so, so important to aid muscle recovery. And also just staying hydrated after a run, also super important. So that's a little bit about nutrition. Make sure you go back and listen to that episode on Friday and you're going to learn plenty more about it. But now I'm going to tell you about my training for this week. So this week, once again, I had a lot of running done. I hit 60 kilometers, a few kilometers short of last week. I was meant to go for a bit more of a longer run than I did today, but I'm 2 kilometers short of last week, so not too bad. So this is what I got up to. On Monday, I had a rest day. I'd had a massive day of travel, actually, on Monday. I went down to Bega, which was in central New South Wales from the Gold Coast, is a lot of travel. So I did 5 aeroplane trips actually on that day to go and run a workshop, which was really cool. But then no training on Monday, so I had to pick it up on Tuesday. So this is what it looked like for me. On Tuesday, I did a nice little 10K run. I was so tired from the Monday that I didn't get up for the run club on Tuesday morning, which I kind of felt pretty guilty about. But I was like, you know what? I need to go and get a good 10K run in. So I ran just along the beachfront and then around to Burleigh Heads from where I live. I actually set my personal record on Strava for my 10K pace. So I did 10K sitting at a 4-minute 50 pace, which, yeah, felt really nice to open the body up and get the legs moving. I then went out on the Wednesday onto the trails at the border trail of New South Wales and Queensland border, just in Tugan, pretty close to where I live. Got 11.6Ks in with that. That was 400 meters elevation, an hour and 15 minutes. So nice little trot there to get the body moving and get a trail run in for the day. I then on Thursday, I went down to the Project PB Run Coaching. We had a really cool session, actually. We ran some drills where we were doing 1K time trials. So we did a 2K warm-up, and then we were doing 1 kilometer sprints. And it was pretty epic. We were running sub 4-minute kilometers, pretty much like 3:45, 3:54, 3:55, 3:46, 3:40. That's just me reading out my Strava. Some of the 1K splits that we did. So we did 5 1K sprints. Or actually, I think we did 6. And then we also did a little 2K warm up and warm down. So that got me 9Ks in for Thursday at a nice solid pace. And then we went out on Friday. What did I do on Friday, actually? No, Friday I took a day off. Friday I had a nice little rest day and chilled out, got into Riggs recovery, got the body nice and recovered so I could get a good bit of running in on the weekend. So on Saturday I went back out to Saturday I went back out to the trails and went for a run with my mate Braden Ainsworth, a friend from over in WA who we hadn't met in person before, but I'd gone on his podcast and we'd been connecting on socials for a long time, and he's in town. And I was like, mate, do you want to come for an early morning run on Saturday? I'm probably going to get about 15Ks in on the trails. And he was like, yep, let's do it. So we went out to the border trail once again. It was his first trail run ever and he loved it. It's such a different experience going out to the trails compared to running on the road or running on the pavement, because you're kind of going up hills, down hills, watching your foot every time you take a step for rocks and tree roots and everything else. So yeah, that was really fun. So we got 16Ks in, 550 meters of elevation, took us about 2 hours, which, yeah, was a nice way to start my Saturday off. But I knew I still needed to get some more running in to finish off my full run and on my finish off my full week. And I went out on this morning while I'm recording this to Springbrook Waterfall, which is just sort of 45 minutes inland from where I live on the Gold Coast, and it's so, so beautiful. A lot of elevation, but I went out there and did a nice 13K run with a few of my friends. We took it somewhat easy. We had I brought my partner Carol with me. So we sort of, it's a 2K run down to the waterfall, and she set up by the waterfall. We had some water, and then me and my friend Chris Griffin, who's been a previous guest on the podcast, and then Braden came again. We, yeah, ran a few loops of this 4K loop where it's 2K down to the waterfall, then 2K back up to the car park. So we did that three times, ended up getting 13Ks in, had a beautiful swim down by the water. And yeah, that took me up to 60 kilometers for the week. Unfortunately, I didn't get in any strength training this week. I'm, to be honest, feeling pretty slack that I haven't been, but my body's been feeling good. My legs and ankles have been feeling really nice and strong. I haven't been getting too sore. My hips have been pretty fine. And yeah, obviously I need to really start picking up the longer runs this next week or two before I start detraining before heading into the long run. But yeah, I've been feeling pretty good on my legs. My body's been holding up really nicely. And yeah, all my equipment's been feeling really good too. And then yeah, nutrition-wise during my runs, I've been feeling great. So that's my training this week. I'm actually about to head out to an incredible three-day retreat with Emma Murray, who's a mindfulness coach, down in Byron Bay this afternoon on Sunday while I record this episode for 3 days. Hopefully I'll get a little bit of running in, but I'm going to do a podcast with her and talk about high-performance mindfulness and how we can tie that into our training and into our everyday life. So make sure you keep an ear out for that podcast. It's going to be coming to you later this week. Thank you all so much for tuning in. It's been incredible getting to have this journey with you all. If you are enjoying it, please do me a huge favor. Go and hit that like or subscribe button. Share this podcast with a friend and hit that 5-star rating. It's so, so easy. And if you've been getting into your running, you've been finding any of this stuff valuable, send me a DM on Instagram. We'd love to know what your training's looking like. Maybe if you've got any tips for me, then yeah, I'd love to take it on as well. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.